Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 29th day of April, 2009. We've got 2 hours left standing out before us. Researcher, author, Steve Quayle joins us in T-minus 60 minutes. In the next hour, Dr. Lynn Horowitz joins us. It is an extremely informative 10-minute video that we have posted up at Infowars.com right now. Dr. Horowitz, Anglo-American vaccine industry behind swine flu outbreak. Now, I'm going to be very clear about something about Dr. Horowitz. I remember in October of 2001, seeing articles he put out at tetrahedron.org and other news sites that he has. He's an author, Harvard, a medical graduate, best-selling author, researcher, filmmaker, radio talk show host at that time on Genesis. This network came on before me, the hours before me in the morning. Very popular show. Just got too busy with his practice to continue it. And I remember, as people watch us live at PrisonPlanet.tv and then around the world on the web later, when this gets posted to the four winds, in fact, we should probably pull that article up. Maybe he can remind me of the title of it, or you can just Google Dr. Lynn Horowitz anthrax, and then you'll find his original article from 2001, laying out that it was weaponized, had to be Fort Detrick, Maryland, that had been coated in bentonite, that had little wings on it that they had with nanotech that cost hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment, and that it was, totally weaponized, and that these people were patsies, that they were claiming had done it, and that it was the government. And then it came out months and months later, like a year later, that the whole White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. There it is, the CIA's role in the anthrax mailings. Could our spies be agents for military-industrial sabotage, terrorism, and even population control? Special report expressly prepared for simultaneous publication in the Spectrum of Media Bypass. That's one of the early articles he did. Yeah, October 1st, 2001. Absolutely incredible. I mean, within days of it, within hours, in fact. I mean, and I was saying, I like Horowitz, but how does he, come out and say all this? Because this is all he studies. Okay, it's kind of like I'm an expert on police state and martial law and covert operations domestically because I've been studying that. That's how I woke up to their covert ops that are going on right underneath the surface of life. Here, a daily life and the government drug dealing and the rest of it. So, he laid it all out, and the FBI came to his house and threatened him, and that was in the news, saying he was maybe a suspect. Had nothing to do with Fort Detrick, nothing to do with government bioweapons. He was so close to them that they came after him. And then months after he did all this, it came out that he was right. The whole White House was on Cipro. AP admitted it. White House Press Secretary admitted it. They got on it September 10th, 3.5 weeks before it showed up. Bush's enemies were mailed it. It was weaponized. It was miniaturized. It was the AIM strain, Fort Detrick, Maryland. And now they've tried to burn three patsies and then killed another one. So we're going to first get him to recap. When we come back from this break, we're going to break right now, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, it's an important introduction, that he's been very accurate on this in the past. And I made my own film about eugenics, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I've done a lot of research on eugenics, and I learned a lot from Dr. Horowitz. But as I did my research for a year and a half making that film, I found out how much of what he said was completely accurate. Because I'd hear this guy 10 years ago laying this out, and I said, maybe that's his interpretation. It's not that bad. No, it is that bad and worse. And so that's why we've got him here today, because when I saw the video he made yesterday that's already viral on YouTube, the emergency release he did that's up on Infowars.com, I got very disquieted feeling because the way he was laying it out and breaking it out, and how many times, not just the anthrax situation, that he's been the first to lay it out accurately. That's what really concerns me. So, is it a hoax? Is it hype? Is the hype what we're seeing for the police state? Or is this the beginning of a beta test of how does it tie into Baxter shipping out the weaponized bird flu to be mixed with vaccines in Europe? It's all coming up. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, straight ahead after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 52 minutes, we've got Utterland Horowitz. And we've got more time than in the YouTube video for him to really break down all the different facets of this. Leonard Horowitz, an internationally known authority in the overlapping fields of public health, behavioral science, emerging diseases, and natural healing. In 99, he was voted author of the year by the World Natural Health Association for his first national bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, Nature or Accident or Intentional. 2006, he was honored by the World Organization for Natural Medicine as the world's leading intellectual. Later that year, he was honored for his global efforts to advance public health and vaccine risk awareness by officials of the Sovereign Order, the Orthodox Knights Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem. Dr. Horowitz received his doctorate from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in 1977. As a student and faculty member of Tufts, he taught medical and dental history, graduating with honors, and was awarded a research fellowship in behavioral science at Harvard University of Rochester. And he goes on and on and on there. Again, he later earned his Master's of Public Health degree from Harvard University, focused on behavioral science and media persuasion technologies, Master's of Arts degree with health education, counseling psychology from Bacon College, before joining the research faculty at Harvard School of Dental Medicine to study a whole bunch of different issues and the medical situations. It just goes on and on with his bio. I'm going to cut it off there and go via a video Skype connection as we're live here at PrisonPlanet.tv to Dr. Len Horowitz. Sir, can you recap what you broke down in the video that we've got up on Infowars.com and on your sites, tetrahedron.org and others, and then tie this in to the overall strategic operation of the New World Order and whether you think this flu is it or a beta test for something larger that Napolitano chillingly said Sunday is going to be coming on the heels of this. Very, very cryptic. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. You know, it's really hard to say, but what tipped me off was it didn't make any sense that we had a multiple strain, three different strains. We have the swine flu, the avian flu, and the Spanish flu that was actually engineered in the laboratories down in Novavax, Bethesda. They have to get those strains from the CDC. They got them from England. And so I started to do some research and, you know, the skyrocketing stock values at Novavax, which produces the vaccine, really is a tip-off for me. You know, you follow the money. I know you do that very well. And it followed me to Dr. James Robertson, England's leading bioengineer of viruses for the vaccine industry. He's an avid promoter of U.S. government funding for lucrative biodefense and bioengineering contracts, along with his collaborators at the CDC. The whole thing smacks as a public relations ploy to sell a lot of vaccines, which are very, very deadly. And that essentially when you really look at what these people have done, that before we even heard about this outbreak, that is the day that we heard about, actually the day that the Mexican officials began to say that they may have some cases of this flu, they had actually just that day virtually published in the Journal of Virology that this was what they were about in preclinical studies. And so it's really absolutely ludicrous to think that this just happened by nature. Somehow an avian flu from Asia would combine with a swine flu from Mexico, combined with a Spanish flu from a 1918 corpse, and now suddenly gets into a human in any other way than a government manipulation is absolutely ludicrous.
Dr. Horowitz, continue. Break down these connections, and now we see the governor declaring emergency in Texas, the feds declaring emergency. They're admitting that the World Health Organization, the UN, is in control of our government's response. The Secretary General of the UN bragged about that, Mr. Moon, yesterday. We have all of this right now coming together, and if you've just got a few deaths in Mexico, a couple hundred, unless they're lying, one death in Houston, Texas, then and the flu normally kills tens of thousands a year in the U.S. alone, just the regular flu. Why are they hyping this then so much and closing schools and talking about bringing in literal martial law? What does your nose tell you from all your deep research on this one?
You know, I suspect strongly that they're pushing for the mandatory vaccinations, which are going to cause the major depopulation. I think that the incriminating evidence and giving you some names, and I believe that these people should be really held to the burner. They really should be brought before some sort of a grand jury. The scientists at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control that are implicated through their collaborations with the organization called Novavax and the co-authors of publications that I've reviewed, the influenza branch director at the CDC, his name is Ruben O'Donis, and Dr. Rick Bright used to work for Donis at the CDC. He's now at Novavax. You know the revolving door there is between the drug industrialists and the government officials? Well, that's the same thing that's happened here with Novavax as vice president of global influenza programs. He used to be working at the CDC. So there's this corporate governmental alliance here to commit what amounts to genocide, the mass killing of people for profit. There's additional conspiracy evidence when you really begin to go deeper. And you know what? I think the most hideous thing, when I say deeper, I want to talk about the genetic implications, the genetic associations of these vaccines associated with this particular outbreak. But I think that the most hideous reality, tragic reality that I've looked at is when you look at Dr. James Robertson's testimony before the World Health Organization just a couple years ago. These people behind closed doors These are the people, by the way, that are making the money from the vaccine sales and the technology for the genetic engineering to produce these germs in their labs. These people already decided behind closed doors that they would inject or inoculate the population or spray the population, somehow seed these viruses, exactly like you're looking at with this flu, a combination of Spanish flu, virtually all the feared, the most feared flus, they kind of like mixed together into this cocktail flu, and that's what it is. And they said in their closed-door meetings that they would be doing this, seeding actually the populations beforehand. They give the excuse or the rationale that this may be better off with less people dying in the end if they basically unwittingly, unwitting populations disseminate, disperse these kinds of bioweapons, and that would raise, they're saying, immunity. And so, you know, it's a flies in the face of ethical medicine. It flies in the face of public health because it's not really healthy. In fact, if you simply just looked at all the people you were creating in terms of phobic reactions, there are a lot of people who are on meds today that are depressed, that are fearful. They don't even go outside, a lot of people. They don't want to touch each other. You know, they don't want to shake hands anymore.
They're agoraphobic.
So, you know, the fact is that we've got a major public health problem being overlooked in what the induction in anxiety and depression in the population is. And, you know, it's insane, Alex. I know that you know that.
So you're saying basically you believe this overall is a hype psyop and that the real action will be in the vaccine that they're rolling out to the people that they've now terrorized. And currently, the hype's also being used as a cover for the open establishment of the new Bank of the World and carbon taxes, treaties to restrict the Second Amendment now. Moving through the economy in free fall with a 6.1% reduction, implosion in the last quarter. Now, do you believe this is being used as an overall smokescreen for other issues?
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. Yeah, I suspect strong. I mean, it's very, very clear right now, all of the most hideous plagues that we're witnessing, from the cancer pandemics today to the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, the autoimmune diseases, the whole array. I mean, we've done programs on this before. This is where the drug industrialists not only make money, but they also reduce the populations. It's control. That's why it's called Centers for Disease Control. It's not Centers for Disease Elimination, Remedial Action. They've even dropped the prevention. It's just called CDC today.
Amazing. Now, Dr. Horowitz, I want to go back through, and you're not just saying that. You have documentation behind everything you've been discussing with all the articles up on your site. If you just Google, though, mainstream news about the mixing of flus, they admit they've been mixing at literally hundreds of labs, or probably more than that, but hundreds per year that I've seen, different bird flus, different swine flus with human flus. And then people like Baxter, thank God, got caught, Bloomberg reported it, mailing weaponized bird flu that if you get it, kills 90% of people, but it's not airborne yet, to mix it with regular spectrums of human flu, to mix all that RNA together, and to then have it given out as vaccines. And then simultaneously, all these homeless people start dying, and it's in the London Telegraph and other papers that, quote, an unnamed biological firm at the very same time paid city workers cash to lie to the workers, to the homeless and others, and tell them, take this regular flu shot, and it turned out they're dying of the bird flu. What is going on, Dr. Horowitz?
Well, that's what you're saying is exactly what they're doing. And so that now that we see this kind of a virus, suddenly never in the history of humanity has this combination, a recombinant of the swine flu, the Spanish flu, the avian flu, plus they've got insect parts in it too, by the way. This is a description of totally diagnostic, it's called pathognomonic. It's a slam dunk, in other words, diagnosis that the virus came from Robertson's circle of friends, you know, and Robertson, again, is the chief head honcho in Europe. And this is a lot. It's all coming down from Europe. I'm sure that you've probably talked about on your show how CIA is directed by British Secret Service, the global industrialists, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel has its roots in Germany and England. So this is out of England that this particular virus came, or these combinations.
And we've got Prince Philip. We got Prince Philip saying he wants to come back as a deadly virus to kill us. Chandler Hunter Horowitz, we'll come right back to you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 29th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $898. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for a half ounce, or $231.03 for the quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Just notice my coffee cup has a little pig on it. Dr. Horowitz, from your research, this isn't coming from pigs, is what you're saying. All the other doctors and virologists we've talked to, and even people on CNN, generals, who are experts in bioweapons, are saying this was probably made in a lab. And then people email me going, what's your proof for that? What's your proof? Well, it's in the wrong hemisphere where it started. It's not during the flu season. I've been studying this for years, interviewing people like yourself and others, and the folks have been saying the bird flu was engineered because it has these markers. Can you explain that to people? Recap the evidence of why this is a slam dunk, as you and others are saying, that it is engineered. And then secondarily, is it race specific? Because it looks like it's only killing Hispanics, including Hispanics in this country. And it seems it's making Hispanics more ill.
Well, you know, I think that I'm getting more specific than that. I would like to put some people, indict some people and put them on a witness stand. And I have those people. Those people, number one, are James Robertson and O'Donis at the CDC and Rick Bright at Novavax. And here's why I say that. Because no other group in the world takes H5N1, Asian infected chickens, brings them to Europe, extracts their DNA, combines proteins with H1N1 viruses from the 1918 Spanish flu isolate, additionally mixes it in swine flu genes from pigs, then reverse engineers them to infect humans. This is the only group in the world, Alex, that does that. These people should be brought before the American public, before the, unfortunately, we can't trust the judicial system. That's why I suggest a grand jury. But the reality is the end product that Reuters and the officials are currently describing to describe this virus is pathognomonic, the mixture that these guys have been working on. Again, they publish, they put out their press releases, basically at the exact time that this broke in Mexico, before we even heard about it, was the precise time that they started to release all of their promotional literature. Their stock went heavily from low to high.
So this is just like, this is just, to interrupt, this is just like 9/11 when we see record all-time highs still for short betting against United and American, not just airline stocks, United and American specifically, and then it led back to Alex Brown and to Buzzy Krongard of the CIA, and then that investigation got shut down. So that's how you're fingering these guys. I've seen their names, and I did notice the promotion in the last few weeks leading up to this, and then lo and behold, you go look at what they're developing, and they admit that they're splicing all of the things that look just like this. How does Baxter, who they're saying is getting the World Health Organization contract to develop the vaccine, how do they tie in out of hundreds of companies? Why is the UN picking the one company, Dr. Horowitz, that specifically got caught in 18 countries ordering their subsidiaries to mix live bird flu with the vaccine stock?
Well, again, look at Baxter's history. I mean, you're looking at IG Farben's prodigy here, you know, progeny. You know, it's the same old that you and I have seen, and it's sad because, you know, Alex, I think we're getting to the end of this game. This is like, you know, end game. You know, this is basically we've got the emperor's new clothes. The emperor is completely nude, and people see it. People are screaming about it now more than ever before, and yet the parade just keeps marching along. The mainstream media keeps playing their deception, and really, it's gotten to the point where we've got to do something. We do have a plan, by the way. It's called Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, this coming June 19th to the 21st, where we can make a big shift. We're looking at the need for that 100th monkey in the parade, in the stands, in the where the parade is marching. If we can get about 100, one out of 100 people to start screaming like you've been screaming over the airways, and I've been screaming all these years, you know, I think what we're going to have is this conspiracy of silence where we're afraid to speak up. The reality is if we don't, we may lose not just our lives, okay, but our children and our children's children.
We've got 30 minutes left with you, and I'll hold you 5 minutes into the next hour so we get a full hour of airtime with you if you can do that. Dr. Horowitz, we'll have three more segments, long segment coming up. But specifically when we come back then, I'm just going to sit back. We're going to show some of the documents and things that you have linked on your sites up on the TV screen. Radio listeners can't hear it, but later they can watch it on the web. But we're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want you to walk through, like you do in your 10-minute YouTube video, we've got up at InfoWars.com, but you've got more time to add more data. What we're dealing with here, why you're pointing out this particular scientist and group of scientists and this particular company, because you did that before on the anthrax and were absolutely dead on right. I mean, I thought you'd gone over the deep end, you know, back then to day one say what it was, and you were proven right. So I really respect what you have to say. Come right back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
We will take a few calls for Dr. Horowitz, but I want simple, straightforward, quick questions. So, John, go through those calls and see who's for the guest, and then we'll open the phones up for everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Have more of this for about 5 minutes into the next hour. I want to have him back up later in the week if he can, because so much is happening. Tetrahedron.org, ladies and gentlemen, just Google Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's got a bunch of sites, books, best-selling author, doctor, researcher. Leonard G. Horowitz, DMD, MAMPH. It goes on and on. And I want you to get into your proof on these guys. I know you have it. I've seen it and gone over it, and it's stunning. And I know you don't just come out and say something. And I respected you back in 2001, but, you know, it was like, here's who did it. Here's how they did it. Fort Detrick, weaponized. This is all a lie. You know, and then it freaked them out so bad, the FBI came after you. Briefly recap that story before you get into your evidence on this one.
Well, it's actually Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio, and how I was able to determine that was the primary source for the anthrax is because there was a lot of evidence that suggested that they were the only ones who had the capability, the technology to produce not only a hyper-weaponized strain of anthrax, it was silica-cut, it would spread, it was electromagnetized, it was hyper-concentrated, and there was only one laboratory really in the world, and it wasn't at Fort Detrick. Fort Detrick received it from them. There was only one lab in the world that had the capacity to test that. It was and to produce it. It was at Patel Memorial Institute and the aerosolized laboratories. And so that's how I was able to actually, 1 week before the first anthrax mailing was announced to the press, I actually marched into the FBI headquarters in Northern Idaho because I saw the whole thing unfolding. You know, when I saw...
That's right. Now I remember. I remember. That's why I thought you'd gone crazy. That's right, because I haven't reread this in years. That's right. It's here. You came out before it happened and went into their headquarters, and you were on Genesis warning everybody, and I'm like, what's he doing talking about anthrax? Please continue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, the FBI never responded until about 6 months later. Afterwards, you know, and I kept hounding them. And I meant I was banging everybody, Mueller, you know, FBI Director Mueller, on down for negligence and official malfeasance. Of course, the CIA was basically suppressing all of that.
How did you know it was coming? I mean, sure, it's one thing when it breaks within a day to come out and finger the right people. But how did you beforehand know?
Well, because I had just, in June of 2001, I published the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Nobody before September 11th, very few people, there was Steve Quayle, who you're going to have as a guest soon. Steve and I were virtually the only people out there saying that we've got some major bioterrorism happening, white-collar bioterrorism by our own government. And so, you know, I had actually done all the questions, looked at all the questions of what they were doing, aerosolized sprays. And anthrax I had been studying for about 3 years. And so when I saw Peter Jennings on the evening news say, this was 2 weeks after September 11th, he said, tomorrow we're going to cover anthrax. We're going through your fears one by one, day by day. Good night. I said, oh, man, I got to watch this program. So I put it on, and it was a commercial for Bayer Cipro. And I go, holy smoke, Bayer Corporation is IG Farben. It was the basis for the Germany's and the Holocaust manipulation of the populations and the intoxications that have come out of Nazi Germany experimentation.
And they knowingly, as you know, for those that don't know, just got caught for decades shipping out, knowing every ampule of factor VIII had HIV and hepatitis, right, a death sentence. And the documents came out, MSNBC reported, they knew it and did it on purpose. And they said, oh, they were cold-blooded, didn't care. No, this is eugenics. Please continue.
That's exactly right. And so that's how I was able to, you know, get that. And then this particular case, really, Alex, it's a no-brainer. You know, you have to ask a couple questions. Number one, what would be the statistical probability for this kind of a virus to not be a laboratory creation? You've got to ask yourself, how is it that an Asian chicken virus could come up with a Spanish flu virus? Could come from 1918, mind you, couple that with a swine and couple that with a reverse engineering for humans with a little bit of insect part and European virus engaged. And you've got to ask, well, what's the probability then that that would happen by nature or, you know, synchronicity or serendipity? And you can't even go there. It's ridiculously remote. What's the opposite? The opposite, well, what is the likelihood that Dr. James Robertson and his group of the most powerful people in the world in biological weapons research and development and vaccinations and specifically flu? When you talk about flu, when you talk about biopreparedness for influenza and these types of viruses, you must go to Robertson. He is the gatekeeper for the multi-billion-dollar vaccine stockpiling deals. He's got the influence over the European Medicines Agency, the EMEA. It's a quasi-corporate, quasi-scientific think tank that serves the European Economic Union and the drug industry. So you've got to go to Robertson. And when you go to Robertson and you see what he's been researching over the last 4 or 5 years, his whole group has been focused on exactly the development of this vaccine for this precise virus. So it's a no-brainer, Alex.
Dr. Horowitz, let's go back through some more of the evidence you've been breaking down in the articles and videos you've been putting up. But first, I want to just ask you, someone who's been in-depth like nobody else, researching this and from a medical perspective and talking to all the world experts, How bad is this flu from the preliminary info we have? One dead person in Houston, a 23-year-old, 23-month-old baby, toddler, but he was in Mexico City and then brought up 15 days ago up into Brownsville and then to Houston. So is this race specific? Does it only continue to kill Hispanics? Or is it just that it's been incubating longer and there's been more cases in Mexico, so the first deaths we're going to see statistically will be Hispanics or Mexicans? Where do you see this going? Where do you see the martial law implications with all these states of emergencies and the UN saying we're about to go to level 5, then we can order quarantining and forced inoculation? What do you see that will be in that vaccine?
Well, there's a lot of questions there. You know, I think that it's not a particularly gruesome virus. I don't see that the major death rates, it's certainly nowhere like 90% kill like in some populations with Ebola. You know, I think the most chilling evidence, though, against Dr. Robertson and his economic union research team, besides being the gatekeeper and the chief promoter of these multi-billion dollar vaccine deals, is his warning that he actually, it wasn't a warning. Here's a quote from April 27, 2006. It was a scientific discussion that was behind closed doors with a World Health Organization working group, wherein he recommended that, quote, they would prime the population in advance of pandemics reaching either the UK or other nations. Now, what does that mean, priming? That's what I think this is. I think that they have already started to prime. And I think that you have, because they've started to release or loose these things that they call biosimilars and or mock-up files. They call them different names now. They don't want you to say virus, you know, in their behind-closed-door meetings.
Yeah, they're breeding real superviruses. This is what other medical doctors, virologists we've had on. Are you saying this is a beta test to scare everybody, to test their police state grid, and to script it and cast it that the government's the savior, and then they're going to fix this problem? But then also this virus, from what other scientists are saying, is this is a carrier virus because it has all these different DNA systems, the RNA systems, so that it can jump through animals, you name it, and spread. And that it's meant to mutate or be combined with something else that is the big mega death driver.
You know, all of the above. You think about it. There's a lot of money being made in biopreparedness. Look at all of this. You know, look at the media alone is making so much money from the hype. So when you consider what is at stake here, besides the population reduction agenda, which is foremost, but they've got to do it in the most profitable way. That's what their game plan has always been. So they've got, they're making money hand over fist every which way possible with this thing.
So killing's their business. Business is good. They always make money off their phony drug wars, their police state. They're making money off of this. I mean, because think about it. Tens of thousands die every year in the U.S. of flu in Mexico, and this is only a few hundred, and they're acting like it's the end of the world.
Right.
So you're saying this is a primer or a beta test?
I don't think it's the real thing. I think it's created. And if it is, you know, kind of like part of my prayer, you know, if I were to pray for the best outcome of what this virus really is, that it would be a legitimate escape from, you know, it's hard to even believe that, though, because the reality is that it's Mexico. It's not Atlanta. It's not Bethesda, Maryland, where they got their labs. So it's just like the anthrax. What the hell did it end up doing down there in Boca Raton, Florida? Mailed specifically to these guys who were, like, you know, engaged as they were as inside dealers. And I'm sure you probably know the connections with 9/11 and the Boca Raton organization, American Media. So there were specific agendas being served. They were served when the anthrax was mailed to the legislators. There were specific agendas being served when they were mailed to Brokaw. So it's kind of
These are all messages. I want to ask you a separate question. Why would Air Force One fly between the buildings with F-16s terrorizing people? We said that we knew that it would terrorize, that, you know, that they knew that it would. And now they admit it. Yes, we knew it would terrorize you. We ordered the police and FBI not to warn people and not to tell them what it was and to let them do it. So they're now admitting they're running PSYOPs. Why did they do that PSYOP?
Well, again, terror is part of this whole manipulation of the population. You know, you're either in fear or you're in love. You're at peace and joy and love, or you're in your egoic, manipulated, mind-controlled, mass-mediated, hyped brain.
So they did it as a way to remind everybody of 9/11.
Well, no, I think it's a generic neurotic. I mean, this is my area of expertise. And this is how I saw the PSYOPs being run. That's why I went to the FBI. I saw this whole thing unfolding in the media. And this is what they're doing now. If you look at the whole population reduction agenda, read the book, folks listening, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, you'll get the complete understanding of what is happening. It is simply the revolution in military affairs, whereby they're using biological cocktails, which has a combination of things that you can't trace, and to do it, they've got to run these extreme, extensive PSYOPs, where they're literally creating fear, inducing all of this fear. Problem, reaction, solution. If people are freaking out, then the legislators in Congress have a good excuse for voting for the scams and giving all the money to the people that are paying them off on Capitol Hill.
So
this is what's required.
So it's silent weapons for quiet wars. I agree with you. And it's not just they're trying to create a neuroses of fear in us. They are neurotic like regular garden variety psychopaths are, where they have to flaunt their power over their victims like psychos mailing letters to the police taunting them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of trauma. When you talk about neuroticism, you're looking at trauma. You look at the way medicine operates. And in fact, you know, I have a hard time judging this fellow, James Robertson, as somebody probably should. A good court of law definitely needs to get these people, maybe a congressional investigation or some legitimate investigating group. I don't know if we have that on planet Earth anymore. But the reality is, you know, when you look at medicine and you look at academic tracking and science, it's all largely, if not completely, Rockefeller controlled. You only get grants to do research when they tell you a grant application is requested or open. They track you. And look at the way doctors are trained. It's trauma-based learning. It's no different from any cult. It is a cult manipulation and indoctrination method that uses trauma, fear. You know, you're in competition, you don't sleep. You know, they've got you in the residency programs, you don't sleep for 48 hours. It's definitely deprivation and traumatization, whereby then you become a virtual Manchurian candidate who thinks they're doing good.
It's like Marine Corps training, but for the mind, with no sleep, competition, being washed out. And by the time they're out, the doctors literally are like automaton zombies who don't question. They do what the AMA tells them. And then meanwhile, they're all compartmentalized. And you see doctors and dentists have the highest rates of heart attacks and suicides.
You know, and that's why I think that there's only a few at the very top. You know, the people that I really distrust are Harold Jaffe, who's in charge of the Infectious Disease Agency, you know, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This guy knows what's going on. This guy knows that AIDS was created and injected by Merck Pharmaceutical hepatitis B vaccines into gay men in New York and blacks in Central Africa between 1972 and 74. All of this is definitive. It's science. It's rock science. And that's why I've published not just the book Emerging Viruses, but also in the scientific literature, peer-reviewed science. But yet, look at what is the media doing? Neglecting genocide. Neglecting the fact that our children and our children's children are being decimated genetically and through the chemical.
That's right. The mercury is altering the DNA. for those that don't know, it's altering the DNA irrevocably. In fact, I mean, I know people all over, 25-year-old women, 22-year-old women, everybody I know who's got a friend or a business partner or somebody in their band dying of cancer. Kids are dying all over my neighborhood. And when 20 years ago, it was rare to see a kid with cancer. We are under total bioweapon attack. They have incrementally turned up the background, ambient, chemical, biological, radiological attacks on us. And that's how I saw 9/11 coming, just like you saw the anthrax coming, was the preconditioning. Here's Al-Qaeda. They're going to get you. Give your rights up when they attack. And I do remember them hyping anthrax and who they're going to get you. And you saw that and then were able to, because you're right. They are doing the preparatory phase. And I've seen months and months and months of preparatory phase for bird flu, for swine flu. That's why a month ago I said on air, I think the next card they're going to play is going to be some super flu, and look what's happening. So you can see it. I can see it. How do we get the public where they can see it? And that comes up with the 100th monkey. Start talking about that. I mean, you know, these studies where you've got an island with monkeys, and as soon as you can train the monkeys on one island, 5 miles away, suddenly these monkeys know it as if there's some almost radio wave connection.
Well, you know, the number one thing is you got to get people out of fear. So to get them out of fear, you got to have a holistic approach. You know, everything from OxySilver, which is a protective, I don't worry about this thing. And you want to look at suppression. Look at what silver hydrosols have undergone. The fact is that the government and the pharmaceutical industry has been suppressing the silver hydrosols. Again, OxySilver is my favorite. But, you know, you
give
go
the website. Give the website. We got a break.
Yeah, OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com.
All right, we got a break. OxySilver.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz and a few of your phone calls. Stay with us. Hardcore info.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now I know I got to play my
All right, we got loaded phones, obviously, for Dr. Horowitz. We posted this interview up at InfoWars.com after the live radio show today. And the video of this at PrisonPlanet.tv, though we're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Steve Quayle joins us. Before we go back to Dr. Lynn Horowitz, say about a few of the sponsors that make this syndicated transmission possible. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is the longest continually operating, highest quality storable foods company out there. It's where I've chosen to get my storable, non-GMO, non-hybrid, good organic food from. eFoodsDirect.com. The best prices because they are the biggest. And so they pass on that discount to you. It's good in these crazy times to have water filters, to have medicines, to have food. And I've got it. You need it too. Very affordable. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Also, another fine sponsor is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator that grabs the water right out of the air that we breathe, and it doesn't go through the sewer system or toilet to tap or the fluoride added. No, it's right out of the air. Then it goes through seven filters, including reverse osmosis. They got a bunch of units, but their regular, smaller unit produces 7.5 gallons a day. I have one at home and one here right here in the office. We love it. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. Need to start getting off the grid. They also have a little solar panel you can plug into it and run it off of that as well for out in the boonies or whatever, ecolablue.com. Okay, I want to go to a few final calls, and Dr. Horowitz has agreed to come on Friday or Monday. You're going to be hearing him back here on the show for another hour interview to mainly take your calls. But it really shakes me up to hear him saying all this because I know he backs it up. And he's just been able to, I mean, he predicted before the anthrax attack it was going to happen. And then the day after it came out, you know, to more detail, just amazing. So we want to commend him for his foresight and understanding of this and his great knowledge. Let's talk to Don in Texas. Don, you're on the air with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz and Alex. God bless and keep you for what you're doing. I want to thank Dr. Horowitz for literally saving my life through the publication of his book, AIDS and Ebola, Accident or Intentional, back in 1994. I used that information there to survive hepatitis C, and I'm just so grateful for him for providing it. My question for you both, is there a possibility that you and tetrahedron.org get together and draw up a list of indictable offenses that we could put in front of our grand juries at a county level throughout the United States?
Well, that's a great question, brother. Thank you so much. You know, my area of expertise is not law, and if you can put together a group of volunteer attorneys who might be able to advance that, and maybe with the sovereignty movement, we don't even need to go that route. Maybe what we could do is some other mechanism by which these people can be brought to justice and be accountable for what they're doing.
I have an idea. You know, you can't get them at first for the big thing. You start it with the fact that they are mixing weaponized level viruses together and then mailing them around. So you go after them for endangering the public, for gross neglect. There's a lot of charges. You can prove they've done that. Then once you've gotten them in an investigation with a grand jury and you go after a bunch of these companies, they'll start spilling their guts. Would you agree with that idea, Dr. Horowitz?
Sounds great. You know, at this point, gee whiz, you know, I've got a plan, too. We'll have to do a show on Live H2O, again, this coming summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st. I'd love to talk about the plan that I've got, I believe that the Creator has, for us getting out of this mess. But anything that people can do, you know, that is going to help to save lives and to wake people up is going to be a blessing. So I totally encourage everything that we can possibly do.
Well, I agree with you that it's at the core, it's about the spirit, the soul, the mind. If we break through mentally and stop being afraid, then we can meet these people. We have to believe in ourselves first, though. Back in 70 seconds with more calls for Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.